For the hottest indie music on the net, tune in to the Fierce Female Network Radio. Small business owners, call us at 678-306-6762 to learn how to get your business on mainstream radio and television. Increase your client database today, or visit us on Facebook using the keyword, The Fierce Female.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am Adrian, your host. Today is April 4th. It is 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And today, briefly, I am going to be talking about what does Boaz look like? And when you see him, will you know him? Will you recognize your Boaz? I'm going to speak about that for just a few moments, and then we're going to turn to our guest, Ms. Shannon Anderson from Power of Purpose, and we're going to speak with her about her business. But I really want to spend 5 minutes to talk about what does Boaz look like. And today, you know, we have a lot of individuals, Christian single women, that talk about waiting for their Boaz. When will their Boaz show up? And so I really wanted to dive in this just for a few moments, just to talk about Boaz. Would you recognize Boaz? A lot of single women have the belief in the church world, that there's only one Boaz. And so I just want to analyze that a little bit with you on this particular episode. If you believe that there's only one Boaz for you, or do you believe that God has many choices for you? I used to believe that there was only one Boaz, that God had one person picked out for me. But I want to challenge your thinking on today. I want to challenge you on today to open up your thinking and open up your minds to understand that there is more than one Boaz. A lot of times we've been taught that there is only one person that God has for you. I want to challenge you on today to open up your mind, open up your heart, open up your thinking to allow yourself to expand, to allow yourself to grow, to allow yourself to enlarge, because a lot of single ladies are waiting to be married and waiting on their Boaz. Boaz is a name. That's a name. That's a title. I want you to think of it in this instance. Boaz is a name. It's a title for a husband. We know the story of Naomi and Ruth in the book of Ruth in the Bible. And so look at it this way. When you're waiting for your Boaz, what you're really saying is you're waiting for God to send you your mate. So your mate could be someone that you have met and you didn't notice. When you're waiting for your Boaz, when you're waiting on the man of God that he has designed for you, God sends out many different individuals. We have missed our Boaz over and over and over again. It is true. It is so true. You hear different individuals saying they're waiting. They've been waiting 10 years. They've been waiting 15 years. Why? Why have they been waiting 10 or 15 years? Because it is my belief. You may not believe what I'm about to say. It is my belief that you have missed many opportunities to meet your Boaz because you really wasn't prepared. You wasn't looking. You wasn't listening. And you missed that opportunity. How did you miss that opportunity? You missed the opportunity because you didn't recognize it was an opportunity for you to get hooked up with an individual that could have turned out to be your Boaz, your husband. When you miss those opportunities, there are golden moments that only come along once or twice. Now, let me explain it to you when I say once or twice. You may be traveling. You may be going somewhere. You get in conversation with a gentleman. You don't know the gentleman, but you don't look at that person as possibly being a Boaz at that moment. You're not looking down the road. You're just looking at that person as being an individual that you had a conversation with. I'm here to help you to open up your eyes, open up your understanding that that person could be your Boaz. That person could be your husband. It is up to you to take that conversation a little bit further. When you meet that individual, you're having that conversation in a coffee shop or wherever, you have to present yourself as an individual that's interested in having a relationship, having communication, further communication. You have to be able to take the meeting to a further communication. How do you do that? You work yourself into exchanging phone numbers, of course, and a lot of times maybe as us being taught in the church, maybe you don't believe that you should take those steps. Maybe you believe that you shouldn't pursue in that manner. But let me tell you something. I want to help you to understand sometimes maybe the man is shy. There is a lot of reasons why you miss your golden opportunity, because sometimes the man, the male, may be shy, maybe he's not sure, and we have to sometimes just kind of make a question, present yourself in a question. You don't have to be aggressive. You can be subtle. There is a such thing as being passively aggressive. I didn't think it was going to go this way, but I just want to open up your understanding and open up your thinking that when you're waiting on that special someone, question yourself, why have you been waiting 10 or 15 years? That should not be the case. You should not be waiting 10 or 15 years to get married. I think not. It is because you have missed golden opportunities that have passed by you and you didn't recognize it could have turned into something much more mature, something much more a committed relationship. And so my guest is on the line, and I do want to talk about this subject a little bit more. I just want to challenge your thinking on today, because we do, and it has been my thinking as well in the past, that there's only one particular individual. And so I just want to challenge you with that. What does your Boaz look like? Would you recognize him? I want to challenge you to recognize that when you're in a public place, that this could be a person been set up and designed in the universe. It's been set up and designed. We don't just meet individuals just to meet a person. If you put out there and you pray to God, you pray that you're interested in being married, then opportunities will present themselves to you, and you have to be looking for those opportunities. Look wherever you're going. Every single day, opportunities is presenting itself to you. You have to believe that. You have to know that. You have to understand that. Right now, I want to say hello to my guests, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more on another episode about what does Boaz look like. Hello, Ms. Shannon. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fabulous. Thank you for asking. I appreciate you coming on today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I know that you're going to introduce us to, is it Power of Purpose? Is that correct?
Yes, Power of Purpose.
Okay. Well, let us introduce that to us and tell us about your ministry and your business.
Okay. Well, my name is Shannon Posh Anderson, and as you mentioned before, I do have an organization called Power of Purpose. So Power of Purpose is basically introducing women to their purpose, helping them find the significance in their purpose, and helping them understand why they have a purpose and that they actually have a purpose.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. So you help individuals to find their purpose. And I believe, and I truly believe that everyone has a purpose. Now, do you just specifically work with women? Is that what you said? You work with women?
Probably women. Yeah, probably women. I've had a few men, but preferably women, yes.
Okay. And so now the individuals that you're working with, do they come to you with an idea of what their purpose may be, or is it starting from ground zero, helping them to understand what their purpose is? How do you walk me through some of the steps that you take them through to find their purpose?
It goes both ways. I've had women who are already have an idea, who already have an idea of what their purpose is. They may already be walking in it, but mm-hmm. just are looking for some ways to take it to the next level. And then you also have women who are, you know, kind of clueless. So what I do with those women is I basically take them through a process. And the process entails, you know, really digging deep inside and figuring out those things that come to you naturally. A lot of times we overlook our purpose because the things that we do naturally, we don't see it as a gift or a talent, so we take it for granted. And a lot of times it gets overlooked because we feel like that can't be my purpose because it's too easy, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that walking in it is easy or anything like that, but just identifying the purpose, a lot of times you'd be surprised how many times we overlook it because we're like, oh, I do that without thinking, so that can't be the purpose.
Okay. It's interesting the way that you put that. And that is so true because a lot of times what we naturally do and we're great at and we have a lot of fun doing it, we don't see it as, well, this is my purpose. This is just something that I enjoy doing.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I asked them, you know, what are some of the things that people have always said that you're good at, you know, even from childhood, what are those things that you've already, you know, have always kind of been done? And a lot of times when you figure out the actual purpose, it's stuff that you've been doing your whole life, you know, like even from a child. So, you know, it's a very interesting process, but I thank God that He allows us to have those things and to be able to use the things that does come naturally, you know, to be able to bless others. So.
Okay. All right. Now, do you believe, as you were speaking, I have a question I wanted to ask you. I know that mm-hmm. we all have a purpose, but do you believe in multi-dimensional or multi-levels in your purpose? Because
Definitely.
Oh, wonderful. Because a lot of, I believe that. Because individuals mm-hmm. can have different gifts, have different purposes, and may be able to have expertise and be able to execute in different areas of business and execute in different levels in your individual life. And so I was just wondering if mm-hmm. you believe that as well. Now, do you work with individuals that may be on a level where they can execute in different areas and different levels in business to help them sharpen that gift, sharpen that purpose that they have?
Yes, I actually work with them to actually, you know, turn it into a business model. So I'll even use myself, for example. I have always been good in fashion. That's just kind of something that always came naturally. I've always been passionate about helping other girls, even in high school, you know, look their best, feel their best. I'll always be the girl that's like, girl, don't be crying over that boy. You know, we got better things to do. You know, you're still great. You're still wonderful. So those things have always come naturally for me. So it is not surprising that I would be a coach, or it's not surprising that I would be a speaker. And so I also wanted to mention that, you know, I have a new book coming out called The Glow Up. So I turned all that into, you know, kind of put it all under one roof. So The Glow Up mm-hmm. is, you know, having your entire glow. I believe in women having their glow from the inside and outside. So we'll work on the inner, you know, we'll do the work to help you get to the next level with your inner, like doing the personal development and things like that. But then I also have, you know, I sell clothes. So that's clearly your outer glow. So I believe in working on the inner and the outer. That's why I call it The Glow Up. So that's just something that I help women to do, to kind of think about what it is that you do and how you can turn it into multiple streams.
I like that. The Glow Up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a juicy title, The Glow Up. And so this is a book that you just published, or you just launched it, or has it already been on the platform that you're selling now?
Well, the book will release, I'm thinking of releasing it in July, around my birthday.
Okay.
I wrote my first book last year, which was called Stripper to Striver. So that tells my life story, and mm-hmm. it talks about all the tragedies and the triumphs, you know, in my life, which mm-hmm. led to why I'm doing what I do. You know, it pretty much gives you the groundwork as to why I do what I do and why I'm so passionate about it. And then the Glow Up, which is the new book that's coming, is pretty much the blueprint of how I was able to transition and transform my life.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. I love that. That's exciting. So I'm looking forward to reading the Glow Up. Now, what was the name of the first book?
The first book is called Stripper to Striver, and you can actually go to strippertostriver.com. It'll take you straight to the Amazon page.
Okay.
But it basically talks about, you know, how I grew up in an abusive home and, you know, experienced sexual abuse, and that's what led me into the adult industry. And just talks about all the trials and tribulations and how I was able to come out, you know. So, mm-hmm. like I said, that just tells my life story.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, it really sounds like you are using both of those books, and you have created your multiple streams of income. Now, how long have you been working with the Power of Purpose? How long have you actually had that particular business or been a life coach?
I've been doing this for about a year and a half, going on 2 years now.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. And so now with your clients and you're working with them finding their purpose, now do you instruct them after they find their purpose? Do you, what's the next step after they find their purpose?
Well, I mean, it's a process, you know, because finding the purpose clearly is one process, mm-hmm. and then developing if they want to take that and turn that into a business, or if they want to turn that into a mission. You know, that's a completely different process, because there are foundations that have to be set up for that. And depending on which way you want to go with it, some women don't actually want a business. They just want to make it a life mission. You know what I mean? So it just depends on the route that they want to take.
Okay. Now, how do you, if you have a client, for instance, that comes to you, and they really don't, well, since you're the expert, and this is your expertise, and they're coming to you because they don't know what their purpose is, how do you handle that client that comes with a whole bag of ideas that they believe is their purpose? You know, and that happens sometimes. You have a person that comes to you, and it's like, oh, my God. That's what I do sometimes. I'm saying to myself, not out loud, but I'm saying, oh, my God, you know, you may experience from time to time a person that comes and they have a whole bag of goodies. I'll just say they have a whole bag of goodies, and each goodie looks so good because they can't figure out, well, which one is the purpose, and they want to do them all. They want to do them all. Now,
Well, I asked a few questions. I asked a few questions. The main question is, which one would you do for free?
Okay, which one would you do for free?
Which one would you do for free? Because at the end of the day, if you're just doing something for money, it's not going to last, because money usually isn't enough motivation for us to keep going, you know. And you're going to experience ups and downs in business. You may not make money for the first few months or whatever. So if it's not something that you're truly passionate about, that you would just get up and do for free, you're eventually going to stop doing it. So that's one of the ways that I, you know, I do that exercise, because I know the path of entrepreneurship has ups and downs. And so if you're not truly passionate about it, or if it's not enough motivation for you to keep going, the business is ultimately going to fail. So I definitely always ask, which one would you do for free? And even if you take that back to God, He gives us our gifts. That's why they're called gifts, because they're actually for others. So which one would you give away? You know,
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that. I'm going to have to incorporate that. I love that.
Well, that's true. I mean, because He doesn't give us to bless ourselves. So clearly the gift is to bless others. So if you love to sing, most singers that I know would sing for free. They would sing anywhere. You know, just give them the opportunity and they will sing anywhere. So you have to have that kind of passion. And even if you don't have a real passion for it, you have to have a real belief in the mission. So,
you know, that is so true because things that I do and I just love doing it. And it's almost like I always say a lot of times, oh, my goodness, this just doesn't feel like work. I'm having such a great time. It doesn't feel like work at all. It's like I'm getting paid for this, and I'm just having a great time. And it just seems so it just seems something that is just like second nature. It's just like getting up in the morning and brushing your teeth, something you would just second nature, something that you know you're going to do. You know, get up, you're going to brush your teeth, and you're going to have breakfast or whatever. To me, that's what it's like when I'm going about taking care of my business or what I'm doing throughout the day. It's so natural until it's just part of who I am. It's just like a second skin.
Right, and I really feel like when you're walking in purpose, that's how it should feel. I don't feel like, you know, God gave us the gifts to feel as a, you know, to feel like chores. So, you know, but all of that still comes into the implementation, setting up the foundations and stuff like that, even if you have to hire a team, you know, because sometimes it can be overwhelming. But I really don't feel like he gives us our gifts to be weighed down with them. I really don't.
You know, and I agree with you 100%. I totally agree with you. Because when we, the gifts that God gives us, we give it away because we're helping someone else. The gifts that we have, you know, you help someone else and you love doing it. And it should give you a sense of fulfillment, joy, inspiration. It should inspire the next person. I believe it should inspire the next person. I always feel when I'm helping that person, I get a great feeling from it. It motivates me and it just keeps me going because I love what I'm doing and it helps that person as well.
Definitely. And I really believe that's how it should go. I really do.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a little short break and we're going to hear from Sapphire Chic Fashions. And then we're going to come back and get closing remarks from you, Ms. Shannon. And just tell us a little bit about where we can find, how we can connect with you. Someone may want to connect with you as a client and reach out to you and want to know your website and things of that nature. What number can they call to find out more about your business and what they can do as far as finding their purpose? So hold on one moment. We have a little mini bite segment that we're going to play right now, and this is by Sapphire Chic Fashions.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining us. This is Medora with Sapphire Chic Fashions. We are based out of DFW in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, and we're coming to you live. Every cup is full at Sapphire Chic Fashions. We design and we sell embellished bras, corsets, lingerie, swimwear, and more. We have dynamic designs to embrace your body and your mind. We do believe in taking care of yourself, your mind, body, and spirit. We also promote models, aspiring models. We are the creators of the Jumpstart Modeling platform, and that is a way for you to get noticed, get seen, get some beautiful photography to kind of make the connection of what's going on in this industry. We work with aspiring models, photographers, we do photo shoots, we have makeup, styling services, we do quite a bit. We're very easy to contact. We're on Instagram under Sapphire Chic Fashions. We're also on Facebook under Sapphire Chic Fashions. And it's Sapphire Chic with C-H-I-C in the word fashions with an S. Our phone number is 682-238-0073. We believe in love your curves. You have to accept yourself as you are, but we also believe in health, being healthy as you can. Getting to the gym, working out, hydrating. Oh, my gosh, hydrating is huge. where we don't drink enough water. And water is needed to transport the nutrients throughout the body and to flush out the stuff that we don't need. So if you're not drinking enough water and you're going on a photo shoot, you can look dehydrated in your pictures where you look washed out. You don't want to have bags under your eyes. You don't want to look tired. So we can help really kind of go through what you need to do to get started on a modeling platform. We also do videos. We do a lot of promotions and talking about the industry. We also have a private VIP Facebook page for Sapphire Chic Fashions that you can join. So lots of ways that we can connect, and we're always learning and growing, and we want women to really take care of themselves and to, you know, get out there and be seen and be noticed in a really good, healthy way. We have a couple models on our team. We have Creekell, who would be considered probably a little bit more plus size in the industry. She's not a size 4, but you want to be able to get your look down. You have your own signature look and clothing that fits your body. We also have Renee May on our team. Renee is doing a fantastic job, just like all of our models are. She shows up on time to photo shoots. She's very eager to learn. Marcella just joined our team, and we did a little quick photo shoot this weekend, and we're going to have her pictures available. We're also promoting, there's a model call that's coming up, and so some of our girls are going to be representing at that. And then we have Layla Marie, who has been with us for quite a while, does a fantastic job, photographs like unbelievable, and has really just extended herself out, and she's doing acting, and she's doing her modeling, and she sings with a band, and she's a tap dancer. So she's branched out in many, many different areas of the entertainment field and is a hustler and is really trying to make a mark, you know, for herself. And we also have Sarah Martin, cute little redhead. And Sarah is really, really a different look, but some beautiful photography that our stylists help pull out of her. So really, the energy is in you. You are the brand. You promote yourself, and then that energy is going to convey into for a client, whether it be product photography, whether it be glamour, whether it be just promoting. You could be standing at a mall promoting a product. So these are the things that we want everyone to be involved in. And we're going to go ahead and end, and we just want to say we want to thank you for listening. We've got more content coming soon. Sapphire Chic Fashions, where every cup is full.
All right, so that was Sapphire Chic Fashions, and we're turning back to Ms. Shannon Anderson. We have just about 2 minutes left. I have one more question, and then we're going to allow Ms. Shannon Anderson to give out her information if you want to connect with her via Facebook or Instagram or give her a phone call. You certainly can do that. I have one question that I want to ask that I was thinking as far as finding our purpose in life. And I totally believe that you can find your purpose no matter what age that you are. And I want to encourage maybe individuals that's maybe 55 or older, and maybe they feel like they have not fulfilled their purpose in life. And I want you to take a moment just to encourage those individuals and those women to let them know that it's never too late to get started in your journey with finding your purpose.
Absolutely. I'll actually be turning 40 this year. And so, you know, that was something that I struggled with myself because I really didn't start walking in and really identifying my purpose until my late 30s. So I definitely used to ask God, but, you know, you also have to understand that God is a God of timing. And when I look back on my life, I saw that certain things and certain situations had to happen in order for me to walk properly in the purpose. So sometimes, you know, we try to rush the mission, but in fact, there may be certain things that haven't happened. And, you know, to actually propel us and to be able to walk into that purpose, because a lot of times God has to clear some things out or move some people out of the way and things like that. So I just want to encourage those, you know, older people, if you're older men or women, that you can always walk in the purpose. Please always sit and meditate, talk to God, and get a direction. You know, that's why I always say to ask for, you know, direction and guidance. So once you do that, you know, you kind of open the gateway for God to move. So you know, I never think that it's too late.
Amen. Amen. That's what I believe. It's never too late. As long as we're moving, you know, it's never too late, no matter what age you are. There's always an opportunity. As long as we have breath in our bodies and God has given us life, we can certainly move on and find purpose and let God just use us. And I love the way you said sitting and meditating. I think that is so important, because God speaks to us when we're quiet, I think, in those quiet moments. Mm-hmm. And he can just speak to us that way. We are just about out of time. I do want to allow you to give out your information for individuals to connect with you.
Oh, definitely. You can go to IamShannonAnderson.com, and you can get the information there. You can also follow me on social media at IamShannonAnderson. You can follow me on Twitter at AuthorShannonA. And you can also call me at 678-252-9028.
All right. Well, I do want to thank you for being on today. It's such a pleasure to get the information and to speak with you. It's been an awesome interview. And so I do want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule and joining us on today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. And so next, on tomorrow, we're going to continue the discussion on what does Boaz look like. We're also going to talk about will you recognize him when he shows up. And then we're going to get further into the discussion about Boaz. And I do want you to turn in on tomorrow. That's going to be 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to do that. Take note and make sure you show up on tomorrow and dial in. Listen on iHeartRadio. You can do that as well. You can also listen on the replay or on Facebook with the keyword, The Fierce Female. And I will see you on tomorrow. Love you guys so much. Bye-bye.